Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey, friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Over the next several days and weeks, we're in a series about Advent, this idea of preparing our hearts for the significance of Christmas, that we want to celebrate Jesus' first coming and then also live with this anticipation of his second coming. And I don't know about you, but I just believe that could be very, very soon. Well, recently I was able to hang out with one of our really wonderful small groups at our church, and we're thinking about, as we thought about Advent and thought about preparing our hearts, we thought about how does God change us? How does God grow us up? And at the end of the day, we realize it takes a lot of time. Abraham is a wonderful example of this in Genesis chapter 22. Here's what it says in Genesis 22 verse 1, sometime later. And I love that. This is a long time later after he first started following God. It says, and sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. In other words, how is your faith? Is it robust? Is it real? Is it rooted? And he says, Abraham. And Abraham replies, here I am. And so God says to him something pretty amazing in verse 2. He says, take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. And then listen to what he tells them to do. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you. Now, this is unbelievable. This is, if you know the backstory, Isaac is the son that Abraham didn't think was ever going to come along, and he didn't think God was going to keep his promises. But God, as he always does, kept his promise. And so now, later in Abraham's life, God's asking him to do something that seems crazy, it seems unreal. He says, I want you to take that son that you've been praying for your whole life, that son that you placed so much hope in, that son that you didn't think was possible, take him and be willing to offer him as a sacrifice. Now, that's tough stuff. If you were to think about something that you prize and something that you care about so much, God asking you to take a knife to it, that's a really big deal. But how does Abraham respond? It says in verse 3, the next morning, Abraham got up, he saddled his donkey, he took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. He went to the place that God asked him to do, the place that God sent him to. And so as we think about this idea of preparing our hearts for the arrival of Jesus, maybe there's something in our life that God's asking us to be willing to sacrifice. God's asking us to be willing to put on the altar and to hand it over. Sometimes it's the opinion others have of us, and we've been living for too many other people. Sometimes it's our jobs. We've been in this world of hustle, trying to work our way up the ladder. We just want more, more, more. Sometimes it's some idealized past that we're trying to hold on to. I don't know what that is for you, but maybe as you're preparing your heart for Christmas and the second arrival of Jesus, maybe there's something that God's asking you to put on the altar. What's interesting is that if God had asked Abraham to do this earlier in his faith journey, I don't think he would have done it. I think he would have asked God, what's in it for me? What do I get? What do I get in return? But his faith at this point in the journey was so rich and so deep that he was willing to get up and trust God. And I really believe that there was a shift in Abraham's faith where he no longer just trusted God for what he could do for him, but at this stage of his faith, he trusted God for who he is. In other words, he quit looking at the hands of God, what can I get from you, to trusting the heart of God. And so, as you know the end of the story, God provides an alternative. God provides something far better, and it's a picture of God offering Jesus 2,000 years later. And so today, my friend, as you think about this idea of Advent, what is something that God is asking you to lay down for him? Could it be that you're in that season, just like Abraham, sometime later, where God is ready to deepen your faith? Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. Thanks for being with us. I want to encourage you to journey with us throughout the remaining weeks leading up to Christmas as we think about preparing our hearts. And then also swing by the website, christmasinsugarhill.com, christmasinsugarhill.com. You'll find all things Christmas here in Sugar Hill, and you'll also find a digital download of our Advent journal, and I would encourage you to jump in and be part of it. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.